Welcome to StrangeNotions.com. I'm Brandon Vaught, the founder of the site, and this is our very first video interview. Today we're talking with atheist Bob Steidensticker, who is a popular blogger at the Pathos Atheist channel. His blog is called Cross Examined. But before we get into the interview, a quick ground note. These interviews are not meant to be contentious, nor are they a debate, nor are they an apologetic for either atheism or Catholicism. They're a simple way to get to know each other, to discover the people behind the arguments, and get a sense for what reasons led them to the belief system that they hold. I mentioned that Bob is a popular blogger. Besides that, he is also the author of a fictional novel, which he released 2 years ago with the same name as his blog, Cross Examined. We'll talk a little bit about that and his story. But first, Bob, thanks for taking the time to chat. Welcome, and thank you again for doing this interview.
Thanks, Brandon. It's a pleasure.
Now let's begin by talking about your religious journey. So you're an atheist now, but you were raised in a Presbyterian home and came to atheism later in life, post-college. Can you give us a simple overview of the trajectory of your religious thinking?
Yeah, I was, as you mentioned, I was raised Presbyterian. Lots of kids, I guess it really didn't have much of a hold on me. Went to Sunday school and church because I was told to do so, and so on. After I went to school, to college, I became what's often called an apatheist. That is somebody who just doesn't care. You know, religion is neither here nor there for that sort of person. And it had not much of an impact on my life for a few decades. And then about 20 years ago, I got into a conversation with a friend of mine. And the conversation was about creationism versus evolution. And it was a fascinating conversation because I really hadn't gotten my mind around the fact that, you know, in the 20th century, people are still talking about a 6,000-year-old Earth and rejecting evolution and so on. So that conversation was stimulating. It wasn't very productive. I didn't change this other guy's mind. But that conversation moved on to atheism, Christianity, the existence of God, and so on. And I guess I just got thinking and couldn't stop.
Now, in your transition to atheism, I know a lot of Catholics would wonder, for instance, what would you say is maybe the one or two most compelling arguments or compelling reasons that you found against Christianity?
Well, the old standby, I guess, is the problem of evil. Why do good things happen to, bad things happen to good people? That's a tough one. I guess the one that I come back to more myself is the problem of divine hiddenness. That is, if it is the case that it's essential for us to understand that God exists, that he loves us, that he has a certain plan for us, a certain way to get into heaven, great. Why is this not more obvious? If I worship the sun, you might question the deity of the sun, but you wouldn't question the sun's existence. People often talk about a relationship with God is like a relationship with a spouse, and yet with a spouse or a lover or whatever, the existence of that person is never in question. And yet that is the question when it comes to God.
Now, as a part of delving into this divine hiddenness, recently you engaged in your own 40-day prayer experiment. Generated a lot of buzz and interest around the internet. Talk a little bit about what you were hoping to discover through this experiment and what you found.
This was an experiment conducted by the UK podcast and radio show Unbelievable. I had been a fan of the show. One thing that I really like about the show is that it brings in Christians and non-Christians. So it might be a Christian and an atheist, a Christian and a Muslim, two different kinds of Christians, for a polite discussion. Maybe it only happens that way in the UK, I don't know, but we never seem to have that in the US, except maybe starting with your website. So that's a nice step in that direction. Anyway, so Unbelievable had this experiment, and about, I think, 70 atheists participated. And the ground rules were very simple. You should spend 2 to 3 minutes per day, every day for 40 days, and you should open yourself up to any sort of divine or supernatural presence. So the goal was not to say, let's presuppose Christianity and talk to that God, which would not have made sense to me, but rather was just simply, hey, if you are actually eager to find out what's going on, then you shouldn't have a problem asking. So, you know, the way we ask within the domain of religion is prayer. Why don't you go ahead and do that? So I did, and it was an interesting experience. I guess the biggest takeaway or the biggest thing that I can talk about now is that when someone says, now, I mean, have you seriously asked God to simply make himself available? And now I can say that I have. And it wasn't just with a quick, God, please make yourself, you know, known to me. It was with a fairly thorough 40-day experiment. In terms of insights or whatever, nothing really dramatic happened. Although I will say that I was actually in Hawaii on vacation on the last day. I think it was the day after. It was a windy day. We were on the third floor of a condo, and a leaf blew up, carried by wind drafts. And it was fluttering around me. I caught it, and it was three petals stuck together. It was not really three separate petals. It was one, and yet it was three. So some, you know, if you were, you know, determined to go down that path, you might say, you know, how much more of a sign of the Trinity do you need? And yet, from my standpoint, it was a cool coincidence. That's it.
Thanks. Well, one other element of your work that has generated a lot of interest has been your book. And so I mentioned it at the beginning, and it carries the same name as your blog, Cross Examined. And it's a fictional novel which explores some of these issues that divide believers and non-believers. Can you talk a little bit about the book and explain what readers can expect to find?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Thanks for asking. This is the book right here. Hopefully you can see that. Does that help? That's coming through.
Yeah.
The book is cross-examined. There are, that being sort of a popular name, you can imagine there are several books by that name on Amazon. But if you look for cross-examined in my name, Bob Seidenstickle, you'll find it. To just give you an idea of the context, which I think is kind of fun for anybody, including atheists. Some of your viewers may not have heard of the Azusa Street revival. And this was in 1906 in Los Angeles, and it's actually just fascinating. This was the very early days, first few years of Pentecostalism. This church was just amazing. It was a Reformed barn or stable, and they would have hundreds of people in there. And it wasn't just 10 a.m. on Sunday. This was every day. This might be for 10 hours per day. This was just an amazing thing, you know, so unlike the conventional services we have today. But this nutty church, again, from the perspective of the outsiders, this nutty church was getting a lot of buzz within L.A. On the front page of the L.A. Times, they had a story about this church, and, you know, some crazy guy had gotten up and said, I see something terrible happening. You know, doom is, you know, around the corner. That day, the day that it appeared, was the 1906 San Francisco earthquake. And so, you know, people around the country just thought, you know, these guys have got a hotline to God. It was just this amazing jumpstart to Pentecostalism. So what I've done is I've used that actual historical event as the starting point of the story, and imagined an acolyte in that church being drawn between the charismatic pastor who rescued him from the street and so on, and kind of a stodgy, bizarre atheist, kind of an odd duck, and he's sort of pulled between these two intellectual poles. So the debate, the discussion, unlike what you normally find in a nonfiction book, is actually a character in a story, and I think that's a much more interesting way to engage lots of people, atheists, but also Christians. My goal is actually to get Christians to give this a read. Christians themselves say that the foundation, the intellectual grounding of Christianity is fundamental. It's strong, which is great. I like that thinking. My challenge to them is give us a test drive. See if your beliefs actually hold up to scrutiny.
Excellent. Well, thanks again for joining me for the interview, Bob. And where can people go to find out more about you and your writing online?
Well, as you mentioned, I've got the blog at Pathios. It's pathios.com/blogs/cross-examined. That's the place for the blog. And then the book is on Amazon.
Wonderful. And for more articles and interviews like this, check out strangenotions.com. Well, every day you'll find new posts and a bunch of rich comment box discussion. Thanks for tuning in.